Unfocus.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're back.
Unfocus Podcast. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist. This is episode 212.
Scizor.
Where's my Scizor?
Scizor, the pincer Pokemon. That's what I was saying. I could have guessed that. All right, you guys, welcome to episode 212. This is the nerd podcast where we talk about video games, comics, anime, et cetera, you know.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so first off, don't forget that we're live on twitch.tv almost every Thursday, twitch.tv/collision28. Somewhere between 7:30 and 8 we start.
YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast, where you're probably watching this there now, but you can always catch this show later on over there, too. So that's YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast, where you should like, comment, subscribe, and stuff like that. All that YouTube stuff.
Yeah. So with that being said, we'll jump right into the beginning of the show, which is our unfocused weeks, where we tell you about what we've been doing throughout the week, which has been a couple of weeks now. So we probably got a lot for you to. You want me to start?
You can start. That's new.
All right. So for my unfocused week, lost Soul Calibur, learning a lot of new tricks. I feel like I even changed my whole style since the last time we did unfocused.
Maybe.
As far as like how I play with the initial setups and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we were, like, training together, learning some, like, how to mess with the reversal edge canceling and shit like that.
Yeah, we learned a few little tricks about how it works. Apparently you can sidestep before you attack. Like, you know, you can push down B, and then they'll fucking move out the way and do a B move after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that adds a different dimension to the whole thing, I guess.
We gotta learn the whole reversal shit, because...
We gotta, like, for real, sit down and just do it nonstop until we figure out all the tricks, huh?
You know what I was thinking, too? Because remember when Steve rung you out that one time? He flung you out the stage?
Yeah, fucking literally threw me out. He even freeze framed when he threw me. Like,
yeah.
I was like, the fuck?
So what I was thinking is, like, I think that came from his reversal edge.
It did. No, we were in reversal combat when that happened.
Yeah.
But why?
So I know that certain characters have certain moves that come out of reversal edge only. So I think that's what it was. So I'm thinking that we need to learn what characters have a good reversal edge and what move it is. Like, for example, like, I feel like Astaroth, him like ringing you out like that was like a BB type of thing. Meaning it's
gotta be a B combination.
It's vertical. So what beats verticals? Horizontals.
Sidesteps?
Or is it kicks? Kicks beat it.
And sidesteps.
So that means that we should probably focus on maybe always kicking Astaroth instead.
As soon as that shit starts, huh?
Yeah. Any other hit would be probably fine, except for that one. So, like, I think we need to, like, think of it like that.
It's a solid theory.
So something that we need to look into. If anyone knows any Soul Calibur reversal edge tricks or strategies, there's... let us know.
And for anyone that doesn't know what that is, that's that weird mode where you clash and then it becomes like a movie for a split second.
Yeah, that like a little cut scene where you're both coming at each other. And then the very basic foundation of it is that it's practically like rock, paper, scissors, where, you know, B beats A, K beats B, and A beats K.
Right.
Is pretty much how it works.
All right. So other than that, I also read the whole Siege. So I read the whole thing where Norman Osborn takes over the Avengers. Fucking finally.
Oh, you finished all that?
Yeah, I finished all that shit. It was dope.
Nice.
I got it all there. It'd be interesting if they go that way with the movies from now, like after, you know, a few movies down the line, like 5 movies from now.
Right.
So that was really interesting. I started reading The Last Days of Superman, which is a book about Superman dying.
He can die?
He absorbed the wrong type of energy. It fucked his shit up. Yeah, you know, usually he absorbs the sun.
Okay.
He absorbed like some wrong shit and it fucked his shit up.
Someone else's sun, maybe?
Yeah, like fire from another planet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, you guys know I've been bitching about this for a long time, but I finally fucking got it. This is the...
Oh, no shit, you got it?
Yeah, I found it on eBay eventually.
Oh, shit.
I got it for 200 instead of fucking 500 like I was afraid of.
Damn.
And this is the first appearance of Captain Marvel in a Spider-Man comic. It's the first time she shows up as Captain Marvel.
That's crazy.
Yes, I've been wanting that shit for a long time.
How old is this shit?
It's only from a few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago.
That's cool.
But all of a sudden it's worth
it. Wait, she's that new of a character?
Well, she was Miss Marvel before, but her name changed officially to Captain Marvel. And that was the beginning of all this shit we're seeing now. Movies included, yeah. So yeah, that's why she's Captain Marvel in the movies. That's where that outfit came from, too.
Damn.
So that outfit came from from this book.
You got to hold on to this and get it signed by somebody now.
Fucking Brie Larson and...
Oh, shit, that'd be dope.
Man, it'd be real tough to get it signed by Stan, but
That would be super hard. If you can pull that off, T.
Shit.
Damn, I don't even know what I'll do.
Start practicing my black magic now. Other than that, we've been playing Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Was there anything else? I know there's some other stuff I wanted to mention, but I guess that's it for now. Oh, I saw the movie What We Do in the Shadows. It was fucking awesome. I saw Black Klansman. That was really dope. I saw The Autopsy of Jane Doe, which is a horror movie on Netflix.
Whoa, that sounds scary.
It's really fucking scary. Yeah, it was good. It's actually creepy, like, for real. Like, so I recommend that. And then I started watching a movie today that's on Netflix. It's called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It's a brand new movie that's out on Netflix.
Damn.
It's got James Franco and Tom Waits.
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah, big cast, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I only watched 20 minutes of it. I was blown away, and I was like, damn. Shit. I'm like, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta stop watching this shit. This is dope as fuck.
Interesting.
I recommend, like, just watch, like, 10 minutes of it. You're gonna be, like, hooked. Like, you're gonna be able to not stop unless you have to. You
know? That's so good. A movie that catches you that quickly.
Yeah, it's a Western.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's basically my focus. We can't think of anything else right now, but AJ? Back to you.
So last weekend I was just practicing some Tekken 7.
Okay.
Some Street Fighter 5, you know, it took me a while, but I still kind of can do some shit. I don't know, I played this Zangief that was being a bitch though. And then I was playing some Tekken 7, and I the first match I played was against a Kazuya. And he was just beating me, like, left and right really bad.
Just, like straight up?
Yeah, I just couldn't get on him. But, like, I could see what he was doing, though. Like, I just couldn't get in on him. It was weird.
The problem with the Mishima is their game is so easy, but it's just really fucking solid. Like,
yeah.
I think.
But it was also my first time playing in weeks. So, I'm just super rusty. So, I got out of playing him, and I started playing some other guys. And I slowly started getting my groove back and shit and started learning some, or remembering some, like, fucking chains and, like, just mix-ups I would do. And then I actually came across that Kazuya again, like, a couple matches later on. I was like, oh, shit, this is the same Kazuya from earlier. And then he beat me one match, and then we went again, and then I started beating him, like, from there on. And then we're pretty much even after that. I think he started to notice that I was actually good, so then he started, like, backing off and playing more defensively and shit. I'm like, ah, I scared him now. So that was fun. So I was having fun with that. We played some Smash. I've been fucking around with that Piranha Plant that came out a couple weeks ago. And he seems pretty legit. I actually like him a lot. His down B is pretty dope. If you're watching the stream before, you saw me using some Piranha Plant there. So having fun with that. And I also did something I actually said I would do in my last Unfocus week when we ended the show.
What's that?
I got the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger comic.
Oh, shit. Let me see.
Yeah, I got it's in the room. But it's the first trade. So it has, like, the first, like, five issues or some shit.
All right.
And then right after I picked it up, I started reading it. And as soon as I opened it up, it starts off with them, like, telling Tommy, like, all right, yeah, welcome to the team, dude. I know things are weird for you right now, you know, but this isn't going to work out and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So Tommy just joined the team, the Green Ranger.
Damn.
I was like, okay, this is interesting, but okay. And I start reading it, and it looks like he's, like, adjusting to being a good guy. And it looks like they actually just beat him and all that. And figured out that he's actually a legit Power Ranger and all that. So I was like, okay, that's a weird way to start it off. I'm like, okay, where does this all tie in with the Shattered Grid shit? So I actually looked up, like, okay, what comics do I need to read for Shattered Grid? And remember how there's that Go-Go Power Ranger series?
Yeah, the one I was talking about.
Yeah, and there's also that Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. That's the one I picked up. So it turns out Mighty Morphin is when they start off with the Green Rangers, as I just read. Go-Go Power Ranger is when they first start off as Power Rangers with the original five before they get Tommy.
Oh, you finally figured out the order of this shit. Okay.
That's not, but they're both ongoing together though. So it's not like Go-Go Power Ranger starts off and ends and then picks up with Mighty Morphin.
Oh, they're going at the same time.
They're actually going at the same time in a way. And
well, that way they won't spoil each other probably, huh?
Shattered Grid is actually a combination of when they both cross paths with each other.
What?
How? I have no fucking clue, but yes, Mighty Morphin, which takes place after Tommy, and Go-Go Power Ranger, which takes place before Tommy, I suppose, when they first become Power Rangers, they end up clashing at some point.
Damn.
I'm not sure, like, a timeline thing or a reality type of thing. I don't know how, but I guess I'll find out.
Can I give you some homework, because I'm really curious, since you have the trade anyway?
What's that?
Can you find out where the Pink Ranger comic fits into all this?
Hmm. Yeah, I gotta find that out, too. So now I'm thinking maybe I should just go and get Go-Go Power Ranger and start reading that. I don't even know where to begin now. That's a crazy shit. So I actually read and finished all that. So I'm like, I'm kind of anxious.
Oh, AJ's birthday passed.
Oh, yeah. My birthday was last week. That's right. Did that too. Actually, I think I bought that comic for my birthday. No, what did I buy that? No, I actually bought that 2 weeks ago. So I was going to talk about it last show, but I didn't.
Who'd you get out of that little Sonic vinyl again?
I got Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, okay. So you got Eggman himself.
Yeah. and if anyone remembers Anne, her birthday was right after mine. I bartended for her party. So I did that too. She had a Sailor Moon themed party. So I actually made drinks that kind of represented each Sailor Scout and all that. And then, oh yeah, she, for my birthday, she got me a mic, which is the one T's using right now.
Oh shit.
So T sounds high def. Yeah. Because of that.
Of course, it's when I got like allergies and shit. High def allergies, y'all.
Also, a new game, dropped, and this came out of the Nintendo Direct. Tetris 99.
Yeah, Tetris 99. Isn't it Tetris 99 Battle or something like that?
It's pretty much Nintendo's version of a Battle Royale through Tetris.
Yeah, I saw it and it looked confusing as fuck.
It's just Tetris. That's all it is. It's just Tetris.
It didn't look like it was just Tetris from the picture, but I didn't get to hear the audio either. I was just watching.
It's just Tetris. You just play Tetris like you always would, except your garbage goes to one of 99 other players. Or 98 other players.
Oh.
So that's what it is. And so when you look at the game, there's the main Tetris game in the middle, which is what you're paying attention to. And there's a bunch of mini versions of everyone else all on the sides, on left and right sides of you. And then what you can do is you can actually click, physically touch on the screen where you want your garbage to go to so you can pick a player. And you can actually see how they're doing too. So you can see, you know, how many items they've dropped, how far up they are and all that. So you can kind of strategize where you want your garbage to go based off that. Mm-hmm. And the whole point of it is just to be the last one standing pretty much, just like any other Battle Royale game. Mm-hmm. So actually, I played a couple of matches of that. I think the highest I ranked was like 27th or 29th, something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But it's pretty fun. I want to play more of that for sure because it's pretty pretty crazy.
Quickly, other games announced during Nintendo Direct were Dragon Quest Builder. Mm-hmm. There was I think also
wasn't it Dragon Quest Builder 2 or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. And Mario Maker 2, and then Toad Treasure Quest,
Treasure Tracker. And there's like a new quest that they like a new DLC for it or some shit. I think is what it was.
Yeah, and also the one that seems to be all the buzz is Link's Awakening remake.
Yeah,
yeah. The art, I really like the art style they chose for it. It looks dope.
Before we get it, that's all news. So before, actually, did you send me your email?
Yeah, it's right there.
You sent me your email?
I sent to the wrong agent.
Anyways, while you're doing that, let me talk about the big thing that I accomplished over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I earned the hammer.
Hold it up right now.
I was, this shit's fucking heavy.
Shit. But
I was worthy of winning this. So what we've been doing, if any of y'all have been watching the streams like on the weekends, we've been playing some Soul Calibur with some crew, and Steve got the good idea, which Steve has been in the show before, that he's going to get this hammer and he's going to have us compete for it, like, you know, every weekend whenever we get together to play. So we finally came through and we had our first little tournament. We did round robin in Soul Calibur 6. And pretty much whoever won the most matches, you know, got the hammer. So it was close, and it came down to me and Drew. We actually tied, and then so we had to do a tiebreaker for it. And then Drew was fucking me up pretty bad. I couldn't get through him tonight with my Tallum, or that night with Tallum. But early in that night, before we actually started the tournament, I was using Sungmina, and he wasn't able to handle my Sungmina, so I had to change up characters on him on our rematch there. And my Sungmina got me the win. It's got me the power, the hammer.
Yeah.
And this shit's freaking like, heavy as fuck.
It feels like He-Man right now.
it's like, I forgot what he said it was made out of, but it's really heavy. It's fucking all, it's all leather. Leather strap.
Feels
it's all
dope.
Leather wrapping around here. I think he says like made of, I forgot what he said it was made out of. It's like fucking like 15 pounds or some shit. You can hear it right now when I drop it.
Damn, dude.
You like, see, it. T Fair. Can't even hold it. Oh, never
fuck
mind.
You. Man, you better hope it, Intruder Bear, hope you don't come in while you have this thing, man. Like,
for reals.
It's like it starts swinging around like Thor and shit.
Yeah, but right. So this hammer will be up for grabs again this weekend when we play again.
tune in to our streamer.
Yeah, if we stream it, because we're going to be at someone else's house this weekend, right. So we may not be able to stream it. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. We'll probably talk about it over there. But yeah. How do you say it? Mjolnir?
Mjolnir, yeah.
Mjolnir, yeah. The spelling of it is weird. But anyways,
all right, you got that's what we got. Now.
Now I got the email. All right. So with that said, anything else we should talk about real quick before we go into the main thing?
Any quick things you want to mention about Direct real quick? I mean, that's really about
that,
it.
That's news, so we'll mention it in news.
I mean, I don't really have anything else to say about it, but if you got something to say about it.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Let's get it!
So Nintendo had their Direct for this season or some shit. I don't know how they plan to do it. And people were expecting Mario Maker 2. People were also expecting Animal Crossing. The Metroid Trilogy.
You want to know why I know so much about people expecting Animal Crossing?
Why?
It's because there's fucking all these memes everywhere about Nintendo not showing any Animal Crossing shit. And Animal Crossing people are a little bit fucking annoyed, it seems like, to me.
Yeah, I would like to see what they're going to do with it. They teased it, and we just haven't gotten anything about it yet. So hopefully it'll come out this year. I think they said it will come out this year.
Yeah.
But one of the big things... Well, Mario Maker, first off, looked pretty dope. I mean, it's the same Mario Maker. I'm just more excited to get Mario Maker on a handheld now, which would be cool. I know it came out for the DS, but that's not the same. Pretty much the only thing I really seen that's new, there's going to be some new modes and stuff they're talking about, but the cat suit is new, which came from, what is it, Mario 3D World?
Yeah.
On the Wii or Wii U. So that's going to be a new mode or a new costume, at least, that's going to be added to the game, which is good. I'm excited for that. And then, as you said, Link's Awakening, the remake, which I want to pull up a video for this.
Yeah, it does look pretty cool.
What system did it originally come out for? Because I thought
Game Boy?
Was it Game Boy or Game Boy Color?
I think it was Game Boy.
Game Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
I think they ended up remaking it in Game Boy Color. Yeah, look, it's black and white originally.
Okay, yeah, some videos.
And they made it on DX after a while.
Oh, there was a DX version of it? Yeah. Oh, shit, there was. Okay, that's crazy.
Look, there you go. Look, game right there, Link's Awakening Game Boy.
Yeah, I want to pull up the actual trailer, though.
Break it out, yeah.
Just so we can watch it and you can let me know what I'm missing. Not actual gameplay.
To be fair, I never really played it.
Yeah, I never played it either.
Okay.
Which, I mean, of course I never played it.
I like this anime style intro they gave it.
Yeah, it was pretty dope, the coloring for it. Yeah, it's definitely anime for sure. But I want to get to the game style. Like, this 3D looking... it's almost like...
It reminds me of a Chameleon Twist from N64.
It's reminding more of like Yoshi's Woolly World, except not yarn, more like
clean,
yeah. What the fuck, Goombas? What the fuck?
Dude, Chain Chomp was at the beginning.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did say Chain Chomp, but that threw me off, and now I saw Goombas. That threw me off even more. Coming out later this year, I suppose. But the graphics on that look pretty dope, though.
I love the style. That's what I was talking about earlier. It's
these
cool.
Motherfuckers. I hate the motherfuckers.
Looks cartoony. Looks fun.
Yeah, it looks cool. So I never played Link's Awakening before, have you?
Nope.
No? Yeah, me neither. So that'll be fun to check out when that comes out.
I played the one right before it and the one right after it, I think.
So that means you got to finish.
No.
No?
I'm not going back to that shit.
you got to finish, what you mean call it?
Oh, yeah. Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, so you can play that, yeah.
I do need a new one on my queue, so, you know, maybe.
Yeah, Cuckoo said it's very cartoony.
I like it.
But yeah, that looks good. Anything else that happened that caught your eye out of the Direct?
I think that was it.
There's a couple of indie games that came out. That Tetris 99 thing was pretty dope. By the way, Tetris 99 is free to download for anyone that has the online, who signed up for the online shit.
There was a cool indie RPG looking game. It was called Blood something Ritual.
Blood Rain? Was it Blood Rain or something like that?
It wasn't Blood Rain. Blood Ritual.
That one looked pretty good. I know that it's a popular game. I forgot the name of it, though. I've heard of it before.
Oh, it's not a new thing? I thought it was something new.
No, I'm pretty sure I've heard of it before.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Box Boy and Box Girl?
That looked cool. Boy and Box Girl look cool.
Like
I saw that.
Nice little like platform puzzler type of game. That looks dope.
New Smash characters? No.
They didn't show us anything for Smash. All they told us was Joker.
New 3.0, yeah, new version coming. And
yeah, probably in April. That Joker's coming in April, by the end of April, they said.
And no gameplay. They didn't show us
any gameplay from him. No, he's still training, they said. And then they also gave us some release dates for the amiibos, which, meh. Well, although there is an Ivysaur amiibo coming out, which I kind of want, though.
I saw that they got the Pokemon Trainer amiibo with the Squirtle and Ivysaur, right?
Yeah, Pokemon Trainer separate, Squirtle separate. They already have Charizard that came out a while back, and then Ivysaur is going to be new to that. So that sounds dope. Nothing else I remember.
All right, so other news then. Let's go into some others.
They opened up with something, no? That was kind of big.
I think they opened up with something we talked about. It was Mario Maker 2.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah. All right, cool. All right, what else we got for news?
Let's see. Okay, in other news, a few weeks ago we mentioned that there's going to be a Star Trek animated show akin to the old school one. Turns out it's not true. This will be a kids' Star Trek animated show, and I don't know how I feel about that. It's going to be on Nickelodeon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something I'm going to care about like I thought I was going to. But it is made by the people who did the Lego Ninjago movie, which people don't really like.
Hmm.
But Hotel Transylvania and the Lego movie. Oh, okay, yeah, so that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, actually it is, yeah. I hear good things about Hotel Transylvania.
And the first Lego movie is really good. So.
Yeah. Second one just came out, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but
I
know Ninjago sucks. Everyone kept bitching about it. But, yeah, so it'll be coming out. It'll premiere outside of CBS All Access, so it's going to be in a lot of places, Nickelodeon specifically. It's the first one to premiere outside of CBS for Star Trek. But, yeah, I'm not that excited about it, but Star Trek kids cartoon coming out soon.
Okay, that's cool.
AJ?
You know, speaking of, like, because it's coming on Nickelodeon doesn't mean it can't be serious. I'm just saying, Avatar.
No.
To Turtles we had recently.
It could be good,
although I'm not sure how the new Turtles is.
It could be good. I just can't imagine having playful jokes and shit like that in Star Trek. Like, kid, jokes that kids will get and stuff. I don't know. It's always felt like more of an adult heady thing to me, but, you know.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah, we'll see. So, this one is pretty interesting. This came out a couple of weeks ago. So, apparently, someone's trying to make a console for games that don't get a chance to go on Steam. So certain games that don't get to go on Steam are like the ones with a lot of nudity and stuff in it, right? Hentai games.
Oh, no.
So someone is actually, they made a hentai console. It's called the, what is it called? The Nutaku. The Nutaku.
That's funny.
And what's kind of interesting about this console is that it only has built-in games. And these built-in games are all hentai games. And they come preloaded. And it looks like a boob.
It does look like a boob, yeah. All right.
A single boob, though.
Just one.
You don't get both boobs.
Weak.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought, too. And also, the top of this console, which would be the nipple, is the power button.
Wow.
I just thought this was like the weirdest thing anyone... And it sold out, too, by the way.
Is this going to have those... Oh, wow, and it sold out?
It sold out already.
Is it going to have those sexual harassment games from Japan on it and shit?
Like... It probably will, actually. I don't doubt it. It has a silicon shell, and it has a flesh-like feel. It also has two USB ports, an HDMI port, an audio jack, and it has built-in Wi-Fi. And it's $169, which I'm pretty sure they did that on purpose. $169, Will. And then... Yeah, but it's sold out. It's limited quality. Oh, yeah, by the way, 200 of those games are hentai games, so there's 200 free games on there.
Only 200?
Only 200 games. What do you mean only 200? That's a lot.
No, I'm saying only 200 of them are hentai games? Damn.
Yeah, maybe hoping for like 6 and 9 free games, maybe, right?
Right.
Also, Wags is asking in chat, Link's Awakening is a... Oh, you know, he's telling us it's a sequel to Link to the Past.
Not really. I mean, it kind of is, but... Yeah, it is, I guess. It comes after it. But really, what's it called? What is that other one? Is the real sequel to Link to the Past, right? The more recent one? Link Between Worlds?
Oh, Link Between Worlds, yeah.
Yeah, that's the true sequel to Link to the Past. So true. I don't know.
Maybe Awakening is one of those split parts of it.
It's technically a side quest, kind of. Like, it's not considered like a main Zelda game.
It's the same Link.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, fine.
Reason!
What up, Reason? Reason, you missed out. See, I've been playing so much Soul Calibur that I got a freaking Thor hammer, dude. Where you at? No, just kidding. Reason fucking scaring me. I saw his tweet the other day. He's saying he's been looking into frame data for Tekken.
Yeah, fool. He ain't about to do shit. Shut that shit, fool. Yeah, you better look into that for a day. All right. Should I go with some news?
Yeah.
So, with this one, I think I got a picture there for it. Marvel has a new team of Avengers they've added. So, recently, they had Conan the Barbarian added to Marvel Comics again, which he hasn't been in the Marvel Comics. Not that one. Okay. He hasn't been in the Marvel Comics since the 70s. So it's been a long time since they've released Conan comics. But, you know, immediately following after that, you know, no one really thought it was going to touch the continuity of Marvel. But now we get this. This is going to be coming out in a couple weeks. Savage Avengers. And this team is led by Conan the Barbarian.
What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck, right? And it's a really fucked up looking team. You have Wolverine, Elektra, Brother Voodoo.
Wait, did you know this was coming?
No, I just found out about this today.
Because you had a...
I have the Conan book.
Yeah.
Yeah, they planned this. They knew this was going to happen.
Oh, shit.
We found this out today. So, yeah. The first issue of Conan, there's no sign of any connections to the 616 Marvel Universe, you know?
Interesting.
And then all of a sudden they announced this is going to come out, and I was like... And apparently the synopsis is some sorcerers working working against He-Man, against Conan.
Okay.
Are communicating with, who was it? Dr. Doom or somebody from, some other sorcerer from the Marvel 616 universe. Mm. And they're trying to get some Mystic Stone, and fucking Conan's going to try to get it first. No, it's not a Infinity Stone, though. They made it seem like it wasn't. But Conan's off to get the stone. He has to team up with Elektra, Wolverine, and Punisher, I guess. Which is very weird. But yeah, Savage Avengers, man. I don't know. It's a big-ass Conan sword through their name, too. Look, crossing the A. Yeah, so I'm interested in this team. We'll see what's going on with them.
Who's the guy in the suit? Yeah, who's this dude, right?
I think it's Brother Voodoo. I could be wrong, but I thought that's who it was.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And Elektra?
Elektra, yeah. Conan the Barbarian, Punisher, Wolverine. Yeah, looks like Logan Wolverine.
It's savage, though.
It's super savage. You see the cover?
That's interesting.
Dude, they crossed their A with a sword. Like,
I saw that.
That's as savage as it gets, bro. So, yeah, Savage Avengers. Hold on, let me tell you the exact day it's going to come out. So you can know to look out for it because, you know, who knows?
And Venom, too, like.
Yeah, random, huh?
That is.
It's also Eddie Brock's Venom. Oh, this is going to come out in May, so we got some time before this comes out. But, yeah, it's going to be written by Gary Dugan and Mike Deodato, and the cover is going to be drawn by David Finch. Yeah, look out for this more towards the summer.
The gods of Conan's time are considered canon.
Oh, well, there you go.
The Serpent Society's origins are from an ancient snake man society that worshipped the snake god Set.
Oh, Serpent Society is someone that Captain America fights, so yeah, there you go.
Interesting. That's from Cuckoos, who always has the knowledge.
Good looking out, Cuckoos.
That's interesting. And reasons considering going to Texas Showdown this year. Do it! Anyways.
Yep. So Savage Avengers, keep your eyes open out for that. It's an odd version of the team, but let's see what's up with that in the future, huh?
For sure.
AJ?
So last episode of Unfocus, we were talking about the Super Bowl, right? I mean, the Super Bowl, the big game.
Yeah.
And how Madden, you know, played itself to predict the outcome, right?
Right.
Well, I'm here to tell you that it failed yet again. So if anyone didn't know, Patriots versus the Rams, Patriots won 13-3, in which Madden predicted Rams by 30-27. But that failed.
Wrong again.
Wrong, yeah. Wrong. What was that from? Wrong.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so just want to update you guys with that. Also, just because that was a small piece of news, I'll throw you one other one real quick. Genesis 6 happened in Oakland. That was a big Smash Brothers tournament a couple weekends ago. The final eight was interesting. There was a Pichu up there. There was a Wolf. There was a Peach, there was an Ike, there was a Lucina, there was a Pikachu, there was a Fox, there was an Inkling, there was an Olimar.
Damn.
So those are all top...
Pretty diverse, huh?
Yeah, very diverse, yeah. The finals came down to a Pichu versus Lucina. I think the Lucina ended up winning.
Damn, Lucina's that bad, huh? I need to start playing with her more, huh?
I think it's just too balanced to call right now, but those are some of the characters that ended up in the top eight, though. So if anyone's interested in looking for a character to focus on, that might be a good way to look into it. As far as me, though, looks like Peach, Inkling.
Piranha Plant.
Piranha Plant wasn't out yet when this tournament happened.
Oh, yeah.
That or they weren't, you know, he wasn't well looked into yet. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess we'll look into that.
All right. More trouble with the Oscars. They already had their issues with Kevin Hart earlier this year. And, you know, apparently they're going to be not televising some of the awards because they want to cut down on time in the Oscars.
Interesting. What?
Yeah, people are pretty fucking pissed off right now.
Actually. Oh, wait, the Oscars haven't happened yet, huh?
Nah, they're about to happen.
What did we just have? We just had the Grammys, that's right.
Yeah, Alicia Keys hosted that. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, they kind of cut down some of the time on the Grammys, too, and rushed some people out at the very end, like, rushed them on their speeches, start playing their music and shit earlier.
Yeah.
They were like, what the fuck?
I noticed that with, I think it was Cardi.
Yeah. They kind of rushed her off. Like, they did it to a lot of people at the end. And I don't know. The industry are trying to save some money on these award ceremonies.
I heard somebody was, who was it? Someone was saying something and then started talking shit about the Grammys itself. And then they start fading them out.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
I forgot who that was that was talking some shit.
I didn't know about that one.
Like, they started all cool, talking about some good stuff. And then they slowly started talking about, like, yeah, like, we can't rely on the reward system to tell us who's good because this, this, and that. And then they started fading them out.
It's true. Fuck these fools. But yeah, they're gonna be clipping some categories that they deem not as important or not as famous, which sucks for certain directors and certain actors and actresses and shit like that. But yeah, there's an open letter in revolt against this. A lot of people got together and signed it that are big in the directing world, and they're really pissed off about it. And they're all nominees. So, you know, Scorsese, Tarantino, Spike Lee, Ang Lee. You know, a whole bunch of motherfuckers with big names. Yeah, yep. They're fucking pissed off. Seth Rogen.
Mm.
Yeah, so hopefully the Oscars are gonna do something about that because people aren't happy about it. Like, because this is more of a reason for them to shut out shit like Avengers. You know what I mean? And shit that they don't deem to be like their quality of movie or whatever. You know? Like, yeah, it's just, it sucks for the people that are working hard on it. You know,
that's interesting.
So yeah, I guess I won't be watching the Oscars. But
you know, I never watch the award shit.
Yeah, you guys let me know how that works. Shit, we could be winning an Oscar this whole time. I would never know.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name won some Grammys, right? He wasn't even there.
Who?
Childish Gambino.
Don't know. He wasn't there?
No, he wasn't there. That's what I heard.
Yeah, he won a bunch.
Yeah, he won like best album or some shit, I think, or best something.
Best record.
Record, yeah, something like that. Yeah, and he wasn't even there to accept it. That's cool.
I thought he was doing his Atlanta shit. You need to watch that shit. That's how good it is, bro. He ain't got time for the fucking Grammys. All right, AJ, hit us.
All right, so another news that happened probably last week. Sonic the Hedgehog, one of my favorites, actually has a convention that I had no clue about. I'm not sure how long this has been going, but it's called Sonic Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, they announced that they're tickets are on sale for their convention coming up in June 9th, I believe. Yeah, June 9th. And it's a very small convention, though, so it hasn't blown up yet. But this is going to be in Whittier, California, which is not too far away from, it's in L.A., so that's us.
Yeah, no, to be specific, it's in the greater L.A. area. Whittier is not fucking close.
True, it is outside. Continue. Yeah, it's probably about an hour away from downtown and all that.
Don't lie to these people, fool. But go on.
It is an afternoon drive away.
Meteora City? Or what is it? No, what is it called?
I don't know. I forgot the name. I know just talking about, though. Yeah. That's why I said it. Yeah. I just talking about. But yeah, so yeah, just fan. It's fan created, fan run. So if anyone's in the area or has anything to do on a Sunday, June 9th of this year, check this out. Tickets are like $10. If you get them early right now, I think it's like $5 or $6 essentially right now. And it's a one-day thing, too. So it's like from 10 to 6. So it's very small, very short. But I think some artists have showed up there in the past, though, for the comics and all that. So if anyone's interested, I think I might check it out. I think I'm going to do this. It's on a Sunday. I have Sundays off. It's in June. I have time to plan this shit right now. So anyone's in the area or going to be in the area around that day, check that out.
All right. So do a couple pieces of news and then go to Music of the Week?
Yeah.
All right. So one. New Hello Kitty anime coming at you, motherfuckers.
What the shit?
Yeah, man. 2021, you know, I'm just
announcing. In 2021?
Yeah. What you know, heck? You gotta let motherfuckers know early for a Hello Kitty anime, though. you know, It's a global phenomenon, so I'm just going to mention it in case there's any younger little girls or little boys that love this shit.
They've had like TV series and stuff like that in the past, though, yeah, right?
They have. It's been a few years, though. Maybe like 5 or 6 years, something
like that. I
feel
like I've seen little movies. I feel like Cars like bought like a movie or something like that, and all it had was like Little Kitty and like Hello Kitty and like old like folklore like stories like Robin Hood and like
oh, is that her dressed up as Robin Hood
or like Little Red Riding Hood, shit like that, you know?
Yeah, I think you told me about that shit. Well, this one is gonna be
Jack and the Beanstalk,
much like the other ones. I think those were like 10-minute episodes each too, right? It's gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be 11-minute episodes each one.
Oh yeah, they were short for sure.
Yeah, 52 episodes have been ordered. It's going to be made by Sanrio and a French company together.
And a French company, whoa.
Yeah, they're called
French Toast.
Monello Productions. Yeah, they're going to be working with Sanrio to make it. It's going to be distributed by ABC International outside of Asia first. Then it's going to come to Japan. I think they want to test it to see how popular it is before.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird, but yeah. But
so is this going to be like an ongoing like original storyline, or are they going to do some shit like that I was just talking about?
I'll give you the synopsis. Oh, the world of Hello Kitty will feature the famous titular character along with her friends in Sanrio universe as they try to live in harmony in their not so quiet neighborhood. Kitty's friends are all very different. They have Friday, but fucking Hello Kitty are all very different, and they have each their own little quirks. So their tight knit community is often put to the test, but at the end of the day, Kitty always brings them back together. Because she accepts
just like Craig.
Because she accepts her friends for who they are, just like Smokey. Yeah. That'll be airing 2021. So you know, you guys better start marking your calendar now.
Yep, start getting your freaking ramen together and shit.
And then my last piece of news before we go to the music of the week. Music of the week. Rian Johnson. So a couple of days ago, I saw a news article saying specifically that Rian Johnson was still attached to Star Wars, the next trilogy they're gonna do.
And who's this guy?
He's the guy who made The Last Jedi.
Oh.
And this trilogy he's supposed to make after this is supposed to be offshoot away from the Star Wars.
He's going to be in charge of the next trilogy. That's right.
Yeah. You know, and they just went out of their way to confirm it a couple days ago, right? That he's still doing it.
Okay. Today, like, by the way, guys.
Yeah. And today news broke that he's stepping away from it.
He's stepping away from it.
Yeah, he said, he's like, you know, I'm going to focus on other projects right now.
Oh, shit. So, was there, like, any backlash when Disney, like, announced, like, hey, by the way? Or something? Is that why?
Because the people were already, you know, it's 50-50 on Last Jedi, so, of course, some people, you know, that didn't like it found out he was getting a trilogy, and they're like, fuck that shit, you know, like, what the fuck?
You guys still serious about that?
Yeah, but it sounds like Disney wanted to move forward with him, and he was like, nah, I'm good, you know, like, got tired of getting hate mail.
And then who's supposed to do this next one?
J.J. Abrams again.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Originally, they were giving it to a different director, but he backed out after Last Jedi got all the backlash and shit. Mm. And so J.J. took it again.
Okay. Yeah, someone was mentioning, was it you that was saying this? That, like, we should all be scared about Star Wars because they haven't given us, like, any trailers or any teasers about, and it's supposed to be coming out this year, right?
Yep, Christmas.
In December, yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
That was you saying that?
Yeah, it's fucking interesting shit.
Just bring that up again.
Right. All right, let's jump into the music of the week.
Oh, my God. I was not prepared. I knew I should have been prepared, but I wasn't.
Hey, you're always prepared in your heart, bro.
Music power.
All right, music of the week.
It's part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
All right.
And by the way, I never mentioned this, but I keep wanting to mention this, so I'm going to mention it now. Anyone on YouTube, you don't get music of the week because of copyright shit.
not because we're trying to hold out and make it exclusive for the podcast, but because of copyright.
Because of that, exactly.
If it happens to make it exclusive, then, you know, I just wait.
Yeah, well, so sometimes if I find a track that I know is not going to get copyright striked, then I'll let it slide into the YouTube. But if not, you either got to check out the podcast, the audio version, which gives you clips, or you can watch us live where you get the full thing. You get the full effect. You get the full show that way. Anyways, what's our music of the week?
Mine is In the Spirit of the Day, Happy Valentine's Day by Outkast.
Oh, shit. How appropriate. Yeah. By the way, today is Singles Awareness Day. In case no one knew, I kind of forgot that was today.
It hasn't been our problem for a while.
True.
Not to write it in.
Well, actually, I guess my track kind of goes along with the theme of today, too, in a way. This is a track called Emoji by Galantis.
Who?
Galantis.
Spell that.
Galantis. So it's a EDM track. I guess you can say, as far I heard the song, I thought it was pretty funny and interesting. But I'll let you guys check that out. Moral of the song, bitches love smiley faces.
True.
All right, and I guess we'll be back after this music break.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the modern day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. I don't think y'all heard me, I just want to say happy.
All right.
We're back.
We're back. What up, guys? Did you miss us?
You know they did, bro.
All right. So that was our music of the week. Your track again, T?
Happy Valentine's Day by Outkast.
And then AJ? my track was Emoji by Galantis.
All right.
And then, again, YouTubers, you missed out, but at least you know the name of the songs that we chose.
Go get the podcast.
So what you should have done is pause the show, go listen to those two tracks back-to-back, and then hit pause or play back on this track, and then it would all made like sense or some shit.
If you want the full focus experience.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Back into news. Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this, but I'm going to mention it now. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter at Unfocus28, Instagram at Unfocus Podcast, and you can always subscribe to the podcast through Apple Music or just go to collision28.com.
Like, comment, subscribe.
So you can find out how to subscribe through there. Something we should have mentioned earlier.
And download us on iTunes, too.
Exactly. Always download. Download all the podcasts. If you can download one, just do them all. All of them. All right. Back into the news.
Oh, real quick. I saw the trailer for the Doom Patrol show. Remind me to show that to you after. It's like a team of superheroes they showed at the end of, in some part in the Titans TV show. And the trailer looks fucking dope. And the show has 95% on Rotten Tomatoes already.
Interesting. That's nice.
Yeah, supposedly it's really good. But cool. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk more about that after the show.
All right, then. Okay! This is the news. The news. What? Let's get it! Can I start off with the news?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, because this kind of ties up with Music of the Week.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, so after this commercial plays through.
Oh, God.
I know, it looks pretty bad. All right. So I try to put a little bit. But Fortnite, doing some big things. I'm going to lower this as much as I can so we don't get it copyrighted or anything like that.
Okay.
So Fortnite had a concert, their first concert in-game. So what did you have to do? Actually, I'll go ahead and show the video now, though, just because it was a pretty dope video.
Damn, if anyone's ever seen Psycho Pass, the anime, it's like Spooky Boogie's concert.
So if you're like playing Fortnite, when did this happen? I think February 1st or something like that happened. If you're playing the game, you might have seen some signs around saying Marshmallow Concert. And then if you actually like clicked on the sign in-game, then you would get an invite for it. And during a certain time and place... during a certain time, when you play the game, rather than go to Battle Royale, a new option appeared that said go to the Marshmallow Concert. So you chose that, and then you got put into the game, which there is no dying. So you can play the game normally, kill each other and shit like that, and just respawn right away. up until the timer ended, which the timer was counting down to this actual Marshmallow Concert, which in the map was happening at Pleasant Park.
So they're just fighting each other, just slaughtering each other. Look, it's happening right there. People are slaughtering each other just because.
Actually, once the concert was going on, no one's weapons were allowed, and you couldn't build shit either. But the one thing you could do is axe shit, but nothing. You wouldn't do any damage though.
Okay.
But yeah, but this was an actual live performance by Marshmallow, like within game, and then he had the whole thing going on with the stage and all that, the lights.
Marshmallow's an artist, right?
Marshmallow's a DJ, by the way. Yeah. He's one of those DJ that never takes off his mask, because we don't actually know what it looks like. Actually, someone made a joke one time saying that they saw him take off his mask, and underneath was another marshmallow.
The Kakashi style, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, this actually, this shit was pretty sick. Like, right now, like, everyone's a lot, like anti-gravity, so like, you can jump really high. And, like, he would, like, on the breaks, he was like, all right, on three, everyone jump. One, two, three. The beat would drop, and everyone would be able to, like, jump, like, super high and shit.
Yeah, these guys were playing at the same time.
Yeah, what the heck?
Jerry and Jim. They were there.
One cool thing, too, is, like, the way, like, every Fortnite game starts is you're in an airplane, right? And then you jump out the airplane, and you're pretty much skydiving and shit, right, until you land on the map. Well, there is a song that has something about flying in it. So, Marshmallow himself is like, all right, on three, everyone's going to fly, all right? Ready? One, two, three. And all of a sudden, the beat dropped, and everyone just throws them into the air as if they're skydiving, but they can never touch the ground. So, yeah, like, everything they were doing was going with the music and shit. There's also, like, beach balls going around, too. What else was going on? Low gravity modes, like I was saying. Yeah, just the whole thing was pretty sick. Is this it, where he does a whole drop there?
So you guys can go on YouTube and check it out. You and a little
bit. Yeah. But yeah, it was like a whole concert and shit. Music going, he was mixing all his tracks and shit. People were like fucking there dancing. He was calling out people to do emotes. He's like, all right, everyone, I want everyone to do this emote, this dance. And everyone, when the beat dropped, everyone started doing the same dance. It was crazy.
Yeah, so everyone look forward to probably more of these. Oh, I'm assuming some more artists will probably be involved in this to get a little bit extra fan base.
Is there anyone fucking swatting and shit? Yeah, this guy, but they can't touch the ground though. So that was pretty sick.
All right, that's pretty dope. Yeah. That's Fortnite, right?
Yeah, that was Fortnite. Yeah, and then also too. Oh my bad, I need to do that. But so also supposedly this broke a record. This was the first digital concert with 1 million attendees. With 1 million attendees.
How many digital concerts have there been?
Like, exactly, right?
Yeah. I'm like, really?
All right. But if there are any others...
They're not fucking with this.
They had to get 1 million attendees.
All right. In other news, anybody who's a fan of the horror series Aliens, there's a brand new project coming out, and everyone's been pretty anxious to hear about that, because ever since Alien Covenant, there's been no fucking talk about Aliens, because the movie didn't do that well. So, like, the company really? Didn't want... Yeah, I guess not. So the company didn't want to move forward with any movies right away. And apparently they're not moving forward with movies. Instead, they're moving forward with two TV series. One made for Hulu that'll be about Ridley Scott, which will have Ridley Scott attached to it with the executive producer. We don't know what the details of that will be. Mm. The other series will be called Raised by Wolves, and that'll be on TNT, and it's about androids.
Whoa.
Yeah, and these are both...
And it's called Raised by Wolves.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it yet, obviously.
But unless it's a movie the androids made and they're calling us wolves.
Damn.
That's deep, right?
That's fucking deep. but yeah, so the two Alien movies in their universe will be coming out. One on Hulu, one on TNT. Both these movies are set to come out next year. Not this year, next year. 21st Century Fox, which aka Disney, will be the ones budgeting this shit out because they own Alien now.
Hmm.
So... keep that in mind. That's probably why this is coming out at all now that I think about it, because fucking Disney's got the money to put it out.
Right.
They don't give a fuck. They're like, sure, do whatever. AJ?
Is it going to be on their platform or some shit? Or
we don't know about that yet.
Ah.
Oh, and other quick news. Disney said they're okay with having other non-Disney companies on their platform.
Cool, as they should, to so, make them more, like, give people a reason to subscribe to their shit.
Exactly. So, you know... if you own one of these mini companies, you know, or something like that, you want to get some of your shit on Disney Play, make friends with Disney, bam, they're open to it. Hit them up.
Interesting. All right, speaking of streaming services and shit like that, Netflix is going to put out another movie, of course, like they always do. But this one is for a series that's already ongoing. Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're getting a Netflix movie.
And it's about these Ninja Turtles, the new ones?
Yeah, so the new
magic ones?
Yeah, the magic ones that Nick Loading has, where Raphael is the leader. And all that good stuff. Yeah, they're going to be getting a movie. But this movie is in no way connected to the series. What the fuck?
What?
Yeah.
So it's about these Ninja Turtles from the series.
From the series.
But the movie is not connected to the series.
Not connected, no.
That makes no fucking sense. I'm very confused right now.
Have they ever... I feel like they may have done stuff like that in the past. But, like, why would you do that nowadays? Like, you had the opportunity here to, like, you know, make at least an original animated movie, maybe not with these exact, you know, turtles like this, you know, try something new, But then you go in and bring these turtles into it and then tell us that it's not going to be part of the series. Like, it's not connected. So I just thought that was weird. But I guess look out for that coming, I don't know when, actually. But it's in the works pretty much right now. So maybe, I don't think this year. I doubt it.
And this
probably
is
next year.
And this is aside from the movie that's going to be hitting theaters in a couple years that is not attached to the Michael Bay movies.
Which, is that, do we know if that's going to be animated or live action? I don't think we knew.
Know,
yeah, we don't
we
know.
We still don't know.
Unless this is the movie they're talking about, but this is going to be a Netflix movie, though. So I don't think that's the same thing.
You ready for some more fucked up shit about Ninja Turtles?
Oh, for reals?
Are you ready? I got a picture for it, too.
Do we now?
Ninja Turtles versus Batman.
How is that fucked up? Because they're all going to get fucked up?
No, because they're making another fucking animated special about Ninja Turtles. This is coming out soon.
At least these turtles are not the ones from the current Nickelodeon show, though.
It's true.
If this is the picture from that movie.
I'm not sure if this is actually from it. Might. Yeah, I think it is, actually. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, because this looks too clean, too new, but...
They are using the old school turtles with it. But that's confusing right there. Like, where did these old school turtles come from? Like, which iteration are they?
You know what? These turtles, they look like the past Nickelodeon series turtles, but just animated.
Yeah, the CGI ones, right? Yeah. But, oh, yeah, they do kind of look like those ones.
Because I'm saying that because of the knee pads I can see on Leonardo here. Oh. They're fat, and that's how they did it.
That's true.
So that's the only thing
I can think of. They also have the long headbands. Remember, they have the long headbands, too.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they look...
The jerk over there.
Yeah, they look a little stocky, too, like they did in that animated, or that CGI version for Nickelodeon did. So it doesn't look like the 80s. It doesn't look like the 2000s. This looks like the Nickelodeon 2012 versions.
Yeah, and this is going to be a new...
Or something new.
It's a new animated project coming directly to Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K.
Okay.
It's going to... So basically the story is that this comes from a comic book that was made first, and they decided to make it into a live-action... Or not live-action, an animated movie, because it's so popular. It follows the recent crossover from the comics... Blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
Written by... I want to tell you who wrote it. I will let you know later. But, yeah, so this...
Not Eastman? Not Kevin Eastman? No.
Eastman, yes. Eastman.
So the original creator of the Turtles.
But he had a crossover with Batman.
That's cool.
Yeah, so... That's very interesting. Yeah, so Ninja Turtles are everywhere. I don't know where this sudden burst of fame for them came from, but yeah, they're fucking everywhere.
I don't know. I mean, they're always up and down. They'll have their moments once in a while or like, you know, people forget about them. All of a sudden, they blow up again, and then they kind of go underground for a bit and blow up again. So it's a thing for them.
And the odd thing, it actually looks like the son of Batman, Damian Wayne.
Oh, shit.
That's the Robin, it looks like to me.
Huh.
And Batgirl's Barbara Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. You know what's funny? I don't know how it came up, but I was talking to Carla about when the Power Rangers cross over with the Ninja Turtles. And she's like, what?
She didn't know about
and
that?
She said I was joking. I'm like, I'm serious. This actually happened.
She thought you were fucking around?
Yeah, and I had to pull up a YouTube video to show her. She's like, oh my God, I never knew this happened. She's like, I never knew those turtles existed. I was like, really?
Oh, the next mutation?
The next mutation turtles, yeah. Which is probably a good idea that she didn't know they existed.
It's kind of entertaining, but you know, overall, it's not even the best one at all. Like, nah, I wouldn't even waste my time with
it. I tried watching it when I was younger, too, and I was all hyped for it, and I couldn't get into it.
This is weird.
Yeah. Anyways.
AJ?
Oh, yeah. I got news, too, huh?
So, I think you do.
I got two more pieces, actually.
Oh, wait. Let me go again, then.
All right.
Oreo is trying all kinds of shit to get you to buy their fucking cookies.
Oreo sound good. I'm going to go buy some tonight.
Oh, well, if you were to buy Oreos tonight, you're in luck because they have a special giveaway going on right now.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. If you buy a pack of Oreos between, what was it, February 4th, which is already passed up until March 6th.
Oh, so you got a full month.
Yeah. There's a special edition scan code in there. And then you're in a running to possibly get an Xbox that's Oreo designed.
Interesting.
There's a picture of it there.
Yeah.
More specifically, it looks more like the cookies and cream bar, the Oreos cookies and cream bar.
Yeah, it's like it looks staticky. You ever seen a static TV? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Which is kind of cool, actually. Though.
Yeah, I like it. It looks dope. The contest is called Oreo, the stuff inside. Yeah, and so you just, you know, that's one of the many prizes you can get. That's the big one they're featuring. Like, they're trying to push that one.
Yeah.
Other prizes that are included are Oreo-colored Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, I'm down.
And Oreo-colored...
I want a Jeep.
And Oreo-colored iRobot Roomba.
Oh, cool.
I'll be down for that.
Yeah, we need a Roomba.
Yeah, right? To battle with Mondo's, his favorite friend. An Oreo K2 snowboard. Or an Oreo X Grotto headphones. Ooh. Oreo.
Is that a good brand, though?
I think they're okay. they're not great.
You know what's funny? It's like back in the day, we would always see these contests. We're like, oh, yeah, win a video game system or win this game. And it's like, I don't want to do this contest because I already have this fucking console. I already have this game, you know? This is one of those times where I have none of that shit.
Yeah, you can actually capitalize on this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, colored like an Oreo. It's designed by the Oreo company. And yeah, this shit looks pretty dope to me. I'll enter. I buy that shit all the time. I might as well look for this shit and see if I probably have a bag in there. I probably have a scan code on it. I should check it out. But yeah, so if you have a bag of Oreos at home, or you should look for this logo on there, the stuff inside.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for sure. I'm down. Wags in chat, guess he's on a little bit of lag, but he's like, how are you going to bring up Next Mutation and not mention... I didn't know she had a last name, Venus DeMilo.
DeMilo? Yeah.
I didn't know she had a last name like that, but that's a female turtle.
Which she was implied, you know, if you see it.
Yeah, Next Mutation, you think, you know what it is. If you don't know,
AJ don't like her.
There was a female turtle. I thought it was weird. She didn't fit into this, like where she come from, like all of a sudden, you know?
They explain it.
I guess they did. I don't remember it, though.
You know what we should do? One day we should cast the movie. The movie's like the first two episodes rammed together, you know?
Okay.
We should cast that shit.
And, you know, we can't get away with that shit.
No, probably not anymore. But, you know, it's funny. She actually does make a cameo in the modern Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon that you were watching, right? Not the magical one.
She didn't technically make a cameo, but there was a picture of her, like, on the side of their turtle van that they created. Like, someone, like, spray painted it and named her Venus. Like, that's all it was. It was, like, a little...
It's a female-looking turtle and shit?
Like, yeah, exactly. And they wrote Venus on it, too. So it was, like, what do you call them? Easter egg type
of thing. Easter egg, yeah.
Are you typing on a PS4 controller? How'd you type that fast?
The fuck? Wow.
That's pretty... You gotta plug in the actual keyboard, dude. Fucking up. Alright, well, apparently we can be watching on PS4s, too.
Damn!
Because Twitch has an app for that shit. I forgot about that.
Now
there's
that
an app for that.
There's an app for fucking everything. Now that that you mentioned that, actually, Sony basically admitted that they're bad on not paying attention to the cross-platform thing. Yeah, it's I'll tell you exactly what they said. Sony chairman Sean Layden recently sat down with the folks over at Game Informer. And then he said, I think we learned from the feedback from our fans that it was important, and it wasn't just important to a vocal minority. Even the fans who weren't personally going to participate in a cross-play activity across different hardware pieces just felt that it was kind of tone-deaf of PlayStation. We've tried to be so good, certainly, over the last 4 or 5 years, to be in tune with our fans and to listen to what they want and try to be friends of our friends of the gamers.
Really?
I don't feel that way. Do you feel that way, AJ?
I don't know.
It sounds like he's just talking. I don't feel like they ever took that shit seriously, right?
No, I don't feel like they did. For anyone that doesn't know what, like, cross-platform is and all that shit, so certain games that appear like on every system, some of them have the ability where if your friend's playing on Xbox, then you yourself, maybe on PC, could also play with them. You guys don't have to have the same system and all that.
Not Sony, though.
Except for Sony. Sony wouldn't allow that shit. Which, it should be as easy as, you know, a little switch or like a little programming code real quick should allow it. But they didn't have that shit allowed. It took them a while, but they allowed certain things to work. Like they allowed their console to work with PCs, but not with Xbox, though. And people were still upset. Like, okay, you guys tried. Looks like you can do it. But you're not doing
it all the way.
And even then, it was still just certain games. So are they finally, like, opening up the floodgates and allowing every system to be cross-platform?
Oh,
because they mentioned, like, oh, yeah, we even understood, like, you know, other people that weren't willing to participate on our system were also felt like they were affected. Meaning Xbox players were also complaining that they couldn't cross-play with PlayStation.
I hate to burst your bubble, but they didn't say they were going to fix it. That's what I was thinking, right? they never said those words that they were gonna fix it. Let me finish off that last part. Hold on.
Yeah.
We looked at that approach. This is just not friendly. Open for business concerning crossplay but it's a lot trickier than many seem to realize. People keep saying, why doesn't Sony allow more people to have why doesn't Sony allow more people to have it? We're open for business on this one. All it takes is for publishers and developers who wish to permission it. I don't think that's true. As ever, just work with your PlayStation account manager, and they will walk you through the steps that we've learned through our partnership with Epic on how this works. And these guys bullshitting, man. I don't believe him.
I feel like they're making it harder for the developers to do it now.
Yeah, and they try to say, like, it's not our fault they can't do it, but they made it hard. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's like, oh, yeah, there's a secret door. You really got to know how to get there. You got to go to this back alley and then up these steps, and then you got to make a three-round, you know, turns and then hit the wall and grab the secret key and then go down this elevator.
Oh, don't forget you got to defeat the boss before you go to the next room.
When you go to the elevator, the button is hidden to the floor you actually want to go to. And that's how you get, you know, your cross-platform.
He's like, it's easy. It's in your manual.
Yeah. You just ask us. We'll let you know how to exactly do it. That's what it sounds like.
Bitch-ass Sony. All right, you want to go ahead and tell news finally? I cut you off on a lot.
Yeah, I got two more. Kind of short. Actually, one of them is pretty big. Pokemon Go, which we haven't talked about in a while because it's been kind of boring. I haven't really been playing it as much, so I haven't felt like talking about it. But they announced just the other day that they now have a new feature coming soon. I went looking for it right now. I didn't find it, so I guess it's not there yet. But it's called Pokemon Go Snapshot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so what they're going to do Yeah, Pokemon Go Snapshot.
Interesting.
So you might be thinking, oh, Pokemon Go Snap. Yeah. Close, but not really. So what they're going to allow you to do now is with any Pokemon that you already caught, because when you catch a Pokemon, you can take a picture of you catching that Pokemon before you actually catch it, right? And then you can put it in AR mode where you can see the actual world around you.
So you can get in front of them, like, selfie before you catch them?
Some people do that, too, yeah.
Like, sucker. Like...
Yeah. No, some people actually do that. Some people, like, run around and, like, do selfie or have their friends take pictures with them. There's pictures out there where people, like, gather around in a group and have the Pokemon in the middle right there. You can do all that type of shit. But once you catch the Pokemon, then you can't do that shit again unless you see the same Pokemon again later on, right?
Right.
So what this is going to allow you to do is any Pokemon that you've already caught, you can go into a mode where you can put that Pokemon in the real world, and then you can take your pictures with them and shit like that.
Damn.
So if you already have it, you can take a picture with it in the real world whenever you want, which is actually pretty dope.
It is pretty dope.
Another thing they announced just today, too, is this Saturday is Pokemon Community Day on Saturday, and the community Pokemon this time is Swinub, which evolves into
Pillow Swine,
and then Mamoswine. And Mamoswine will finally be released this weekend along with that. Along with all that, though, they're announcing some new attack stuff. So certain charge attacks will have a chance to trigger stat boosts in trainer battles now. These stat boosts will persist in the affected Pokemon until they either faint or are switched out of battle. The first moves for this update will impact that will have this feature are going to be Ancient Power, Ominous Wind, and Silver Wind. So pretty much what this means is that, you know, like when you play Pokemon, you do an attack and you get an attack boost or a defense boost or something like that. Well, that hasn't been a feature in Pokemon Go yet, but now that's coming through, which sounds pretty cool, which might open the door for other shit we've been talking about in the past. Ancient Power for Pokemon Go right now, Ancient Power will give you raise in attack and defense. Ominous Wind will also give you attack and defense. Actually, even Silver Wind would do the same shit.
Yeah.
So that's simplified right now. But in the future, who knows what we might get? Like maybe speed boost. Actually, they don't really do speed though. I guess attack and defense is all they really got.
No.
Maybe self healing.
Evasion and speed, right? Oh, but this is Pokemon Go.
But Pokemon Go, yeah, and they don't really have that right now in the game. Maybe the one thing they could add maybe is something like healing, or maybe accuracy shit. I don't know. We'll see what they do in the future with all that. Or maybe just attack, or maybe just defense. This is only going to work during trainer battles, so that means when you're doing PvP, this will only work. Hmm. So that will come out this Saturday, which sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
So look out for that.
All right. You ready for some cool-ass news? I know you specifically are probably going to like this.
Okay. Wait.
You ready, bitch? Okay, You ready? All right, so Nickelodeon is fucking on fire right now, right?
Are they?
Yeah, so not only do they have that... you know, that Ninja Turtle stuff working right now, right? They're bringing back the Midnight Society. Are You Afraid of the Dark is coming back this October.
Really? Is it going to be a new cast or some shit? It can't be these guys.
Brand new cast. No, I don't think it can be. Maybe they'll find a couple of them or something. Maybe for a couple skits or something or a couple
be cool.
Sketches.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one. Two.
Two?
All That.
All That?
Is coming back.
No too. Way.
Yep. Hosted by Kenan Thompson.
Oh, shit. Kenan. Wow.
Yeah, bro. So, no, there's no talk about, like, what kind of skits or if Good Burger is going to be in there or not. You know,
it
like,
better.
No comments about it so far.
Yeah,
but
they're probably just holding it back. You know they're going to do it.
It's the year of resurrection for Nickelodeon. What's next? Treasures of the Hidden Temple?
That'd be dope. I think they tried that. Alex Mack would be dope.
You know?
But I think they tried Legend of the Hidden Temple recently. They had, like a movie or some shit, like last year.
What?
Yeah, I forgot what it was exactly. I didn't get to check it out.
Interesting.
But that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, man. I thought it was pretty cool that they're doing a little revival. Perfect for people like us. Like, any 90s fans, like, they're trying to hit you in your wallet now, you know? What are you
going
to say, AJ?
Oh, Cuckoos. I was trying to figure out what he's trying to say. He says, bring back Stick Stickly. I'm like, oh, yeah, Stick.
Who's that?
Stick Stickly. Remember Stick?
No.
No?
Who the fuck's that?
Stick. Oh, my God. Now I got to bring him up. And it also said, bring back Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. You know what's funny, too? I was talking to someone, and they mentioned a Dude Ranch. I'm like, Dude Ranch? I'm like, that's funny. I remember Hey Dude. I'm like, that makes sense now.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Stick Stickly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that fucker. He was a little announcer. A little, yeah. Like, yeah, he would tell you in between when new shows are coming out and shit.
Yeah, and have, like, these little things in the middle and talk to you type of shit.
Imagine if he announced it all again and shit. Wouldn't be too expensive to get him on.
Stick Stickly versus Face. Damn.
Mortal Kombat.
Face was dope. My younger brother, when he was, like, 2 or 3, he was fucking into, like, Face. Like, he'd be, like, throwing a fit, crying and shit, and then Face would pop up, and he'll shut up and watch. I was like, why you find Face so interesting like that?
Yeah, Scarface, huh? Like the rapper?
Man, but that sounds cool, like, all that. Like, when is that supposed to be coming out, this year?
Or? October for Are You Afraid of the Dark. All That does not have a date yet, but it's this year.
Oh, yeah, nice. You know, it's crazy because Kenan's on Saturday Night Live right now.
They mentioned that in this article, yeah.
So is he going to be, like, stopping that shit to do all that now? Or is he going to be doing both? Because they only need him for Saturday, right? On Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live will survive. Longstanding cast member on Saturday Night Live is returning to his roots by executive producing a new version of the classic series, All That.
That's cool. I wonder, too, like, I forgot what I was going to say. Whoa, I just went blank right now. Oh, yeah, because All That... Oh, I mean, that's what I was going to do. I was going to tell people, if anyone doesn't know what All That is, it's pretty much like Saturday Night Live. But for like kids, yeah. It was like less political and stuff like that.
More fun, more about kids, stupid kids shit, funny shit. And that's where Good Burger comes from.
Pizza Face and Good Burger, yeah. Well, what else some other good... Oh, I like freaking... What was her name? Amanda? Or Ask Ashley, what was it? Yeah. Or Vital Information. Anyways, okay. There were some skits that I remember from All That.
All right.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, last piece of news hit us, bro.
All right. Well, it's not that big. I just wanted to mention that we're aware. Yeah, Amanda Bynes. Apex Legends. Have you heard of this game?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
This shit came out of nowhere. This game is made by Respawn. Respawn, who did Call of Duty and before they got kicked out and got taken over by some other bitches.
Oh, shit.
Actually, yeah, Respawn, which was... Actually, who were they before? They were on Call Respawn before. They were not Treyarch. Infinity Ward.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember.
So the original Infinity Ward team that made Call of Duty, they end up getting kicked out, and then those founding members, made Respawn. So Respawn is pretty much the original Call of Duty people. So they made Titanfall. That came out a few years ago.
That game was dope, or it looked dope.
It had a cool concept and all that, but it wasn't really that great. It was good, but it wasn't awesome, you know? Now they made Apex Legends, which takes place in that same Titanfall universe, except there's no Titans. There's no big-ass robots. And it's pretty much a Battle Royale game. So this is pretty much trying to eat Fortnite's lunch. The way this game works is you're in groups of threes, and then and you're pretty much with other groups of threes trying to become the number one team pretty much. And there's different classes too that you got to choose from as well. And once one person in your team chooses a class, the other members can't choose the same class. Anyways, this is making records. This shit came out of nowhere. Like, they announced it like one day and the next day it was out, which is crazy. Okay. And then it's free. So if you want to play it, you can go download it for free and play it. It's also, making like records, for example, it's beating Fortnite's viewerships. So right now, it has more views on Twitch than Fortnite does right now. It also, I think it hit like 25 million users in 1 week, which it took Fortnite 3 months to do that shit.
Damn. It's growing quick.
Yeah, so it's growing that fast right now. And everyone's been positive about it. No one's really said anything bad about it. Everyone said it's pretty solid. People are saying it feels like Halo in a way. And you also can see how they're taking from other games like Overwatch and Fortnite and PUBG and all that and Call of Duty. So it's like imagine all those games rolled into one. That's what this game is.
Damn.
Apex Legends. So I just want to throw it out there. It's a big game. I might want to try it out. And Apex is huge right now, saying Cuckoos. So if anyone wants a good shooter that isn't like Fortnite, go check that shit out.
All right. My last couple pieces of news. One is a real quick one. Chris Pratt confirms they'll be using James Gunn's script for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Cool. That's what they planned to do. Mm-hmm. So he's just confirming it, though. So yeah. No one doubted that.
No, people did doubt it.
They did?
Yeah, people thought they were going to throw it out because he doesn't work there anymore. But, okay, this is the cool one. Hulu and Marvel, right? So we know from Hulu that their team up with Marvel is usually just Runaways, right?
Yeah, which has been great. Have you seen it? Have you seen the second season yet?
No.
It's dope. I want to read the comic now.
Should I have it? So you read anytime? It's right over there.
Okay.
It's
over here?
It's in the cabinet there.
Okay.
How'd you read the other ones I gave you first, motherfucker?
Nah, that's all right.
Asshole. Anyway, so Hulu announced that they're going to be doing a new partnership with Marvel to release a series of adult-themed cartoons. Like Adult Swim style, like mature-level cartoons.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're going to be limited specifically to Hulu, and they're going to do 4 cartoons, and there's going to be 1, MODOK.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, the villain from The Incredible Hulk is getting his own cartoon.
Oh, he's from Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, he's an Incredible Hulk villain.
Oh, shit, I didn't know
and
that.
Captain America, and Fantastic Four, I think. Anyway, so he's getting his own cartoon, right? Howard the Duck.
Wow.
Right? What is the other motherfucker's name? Hold on. Okay, this other one, Tigra and Dazzler, right?
I heard of Dazzler.
Right? Tigra and Dazzler, yeah, they're 2 female superheroes.
From X-Men, right?
Yeah, Dazzler is. Dazzler and then, is, okay. And then the last one is Squirrel going Girl. To be... No, not Squirrel Girl. Hold on, I want to tell you, there's... Last one, because I want to get his name right, because I think I was about to say it wrong. Hit Monkey. I never even fucking
what
heard of him.
What the fuck?
He's a character from the Marvel Universe, so I'd never fucking heard of him. So you got MODOK, Howard the Duck, Hit Monkey, and Tigra and...
Dazzler.
And Dazzler, that's one show,
that
right?
Is weird.
So those 4 are going to be like adult-themed comedy action Marvel cartoons on Hulu specifically, right?
Okay.
And then... Once those 4 shows are finished, they're going to culminate together into a show called The Offenders.
Whoa.
With an O. The Offenders. So, my friend pointed... I already knew this was news, right? But my friend pointed out to me, he heard it on Collider, and he brought it up to me, and I was like, oh, damn, that's a fucking good point. What did you just say about Dazzler right now?
That's from X-Men.
They're not supposed to be able to do that yet, right?
Oh, shit.
That means it's done.
Oh, shit.
Or at least done enough that they can announce that.
Huh.
Because Tigra is an Avenger and Dazzler is an X-Men.
Huh. Interesting.
It's fucking done. It's fucking solid, bro.
It sounds like that's a hint that it might be done.
It has to be. Like, that's the first time we've ever heard of an X-Men in a Marvel-related deal so far.
Yeah. So this is legit Disney Marvel doing it, huh?
Yeah, Marvel and Hulu, yeah. Because Disney owns Hulu now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought them, too, in the merger, you know?
Yeah, well, not that they bought them full out, but they had like Fox had a huge share in Hulu, mm-hmm. and so now all those shares went to Disney. And yeah. I think Disney already had a little bit, so that just made their share even bigger.
Yeah.
So they don't completely straight out own them, but they have like majority say pretty
they
much.
They can call some shots, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, dude, Dazzler and Tigra means the X-Men are now.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first.
Yeah, I didn't put that shit together. I was like, oh, damn, that's true. Like, they shouldn't be able to do that yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah, there you go. The Offenders.
The Offenders. Is that an actual thing, or is that they're just making that shit up?
No, they made the team up just like they made the... There is a Defenders, but that's not who they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the funniest thing, because I tell you I didn't know shit about Hitmonkey, right?
Okay.
I thought his power had to do with punching. He's called Hitmonkey because he's an assassin.
Oh, shit.
He's the John Wick of the Marvel Universe. He just runs around murdering, like, masses of people.
So he's not an actual monkey, then?
No, he is a monkey.
Oh, he is a monkey. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but he's a hitman.
But he's a hitman, but he's a hit monkey.
A.K.A. Hit monkey. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck?
Does Wags know about this character?
I didn't know about him. I was like, what the fuck? And he smokes cigarettes and shit. So, like,
oh, shit.
So that's why this has to be, like, an adult cartoon or something. Because he wears sunglasses, he wears a suit, and he fucking assassinates people while smoking cigarettes and shit. Like, fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Cuckoo's saying, based off the descriptions of the new shows, Hit Monkey seems like the most interesting.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, after you told me that, that sounds like the most interesting for sure.
Yeah, like, fucking, what the fuck?
Well, when you said Hit Monkey, I thought of Monkey from Cartoon Network. What was he on, Dexter? He was a superhero monkey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Monkey. And then he turns into Super Monkey? Or...
Yeah, he's just Monkey.
Oh, yeah, Monkey becomes Monkey. Monkey, yeah. Monkey, yeah.
He's just Monkey, yeah.
He's like, my monkey can't be Monkey. Remember? Like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. Dial M for Monkey. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about it. It's pretty interesting shit.
So hopefully they come out with an actual announcement soon, because that should be done by summer, is what they were saying previously. It's been a year and a half now.
Yeah, it must be. Well, it is.
We've waited this long.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they could say Dazzler means some things are kind of like getting connected finally. So. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess we'll see what happens from here on with Marvel and Hulu.
Sounds exciting.
AJ, what you got planned for your Focus Week?
Oh, by the way, Chibi Wag says, yes, I do, because I guess he does know. Hasbro made him a Build-A-Figure, so I never got him.
Okay.
Wait, oh, yes, okay. One. Okay. Thanks. Okay.
It's funny, because I learned about Hitmonkey around the same time I learned about Detective Chimp from DC. He's a monkey.
I don't even know that is either.
He's a monkey that dresses like Sherlock Holmes, and he's a better detective than Batman.
Oh, shit.
And that he knows crazy. A little magic.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking about it, too, right now. Like, I went to Frank and Sons on Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
As part of my Unfocus Week. Nothing special. I just wanted to throw it out there. Did I see anything cool out there? No, not really.
Get your boy some more coasters.
Oh, I should have looked for them, actually.
Right?
That's what I should have looked for.
What you got planned, though?
Tekken? Not Tekken, sorry. Soul Calibur?
Soul Calibur.
Of course, got to defend my hammer, you know?
And let it go, bro.
No, I'm not letting this shit go. It's too heavy to let go. Shit.
So this take is, you with
this
it. Is
gonna, I posted a picture of this on my Instagram, and Steve replied saying, I'll be taking that back this weekend.
We'll see about man. That. I think it's just going to transfer to my room. That's all.
At least just stay in the house, though, right?
Yeah, let's stay in the house. Keep it in my, it's like it's both ours. Let's just keep it in my room.
So, Soul Calibur for sure. Thinking... I don't know which comic I want to get next. The Go-Go Power Rangers or the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger? So maybe both. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. So I'm planning on that. So I want to go to the comic book store and see if they got my next Sonic and do all that. And then I've seen, I'm not sure if I talked about it before, but I have that that mini, super mini Playa Megazord. It's like the model figure. You build it yourself and it's actual the Megazord. Mm-hmm. And it's all like tiny and shit. There's a Dragon Sword that I have that I haven't touched yet. There's Titanus that exists. And,
damn, Titanus is out there?
Yeah, Titanus is out there. I want Titanus, but it's freaking expensive as fuck. And then I just saw today the Shogun Megazord is now a mini Playa figure that you can build it yourself.
Shogun Megazord. Shogun Megazord. The animals turn into that, right?
It's the robotic animal ones.
Yeah, the crane,
it's not the ninja. That's the ninja one you're probably thinking
not
of.
The ninja
it's
one.
The one afterwards.
The Thunderbird, the Red Thunderbird, and the Blue Unicorn and shit like that, right?
Yeah, but imagine them all, like...
Together.
Like, humanized.
Oh, those fuckers! Oh! Who was piloting those fuckers?
The Power Rangers.
Was it the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
I forgot the human-looking... I forgot all about
those. Because it's still the bear, the frog, the wolf, and the ape, and the crane, but now they're just like...
No, there's no crane. Form. There's only a falcon.
No, this white one's a crane. The falcon sword still connects to this, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
The white one's a crane?
The white falcon, yeah.
But the pink ranger didn't... There was a reason the pink ranger was not piloting some shit on this.
You know what's funny? Is that I remember this being pink, the arm right here, and that's a crane.
No, it's white.
But for some reason, everywhere else, it's always been white. I'm not sure why that is.
You know what it is? Oh, I know exactly what it is, bro. In America, the Pink Ranger wasn't in it for a while.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And Tommy was there, so they probably changed the tint of it to white.
That's what I'm wondering, too. Us. Yeah.
But in the Japanese one, it probably was the Pink Ranger that was there.
Maybe, yeah, because I always remember it pink.
That's why I was about to argue with you. I was like, no, there was no pink one. Like, yeah. No, you're right. Like, I'm seeing it right there. Like,
yeah, it's
there
right there. I had this toy. I had this this Zord, so I knew it was pink. And when I saw these pictures for the one I just was talking about, I was like, why is it white? And everywhere I've seen it, it's always been white. I was like, why is it always white? I remember it pink. I think the American version got it pink. So, anyways, Mini Playa has that new figure out now, the new model figure. So I kind of need to finish my Dragon Zord and get Titanus and do all that. Actually, I don't really care. I'd rather get the ninja one.
I barely remember this motherfucker right now.
Here it is. It's the Mini Playa set.
Yeah, I barely remember that motherfucker till right now.
You know what's weird is that the only place I find this, these model kits, because they're from Japan. There's no American version of it per se, so you can't really pick them up at any like normal store. But I've seen them at Barnes & Noble.
What?
Yeah.
Weird.
I know, it's so fucking weird. So that's where I saw it today. But anyways.
That's interesting. All right.
I don't know where I was going. That's probably my unfocused speak in some way.
All right, yeah, you're going
to
get that.
Oh, yeah. I want to finish my Dragon's Roar build. That's what I wanted to do. All so right. I want to get down to that. We'll see if I get down to it. But I've been thinking about it for the last couple of weeks.
All right. And the next one for my unfocused week, I'm going to get my next Avengers comic to keep this chain going. I tore right through the Siege and the Dark Avengers. Man. Fucking Sentry, man, literally grabs that full Ares and rips him in half.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
In a big-ass splash page.
Fucking DJ keeps talking about that shit.
Bro, it was horrible.
I see why he's talking about it a lot.
I remember, yeah, it was him. He was telling me about it. Yeah. Man, actually seeing it was bad, bro. I'm going to show you the page.
Damn.
And then, like, dude, all the bad guys and all the heroes that were fighting, everyone stopped, like, oh, shit. Like, damn, don't fuck with Sentry. That fool's crazy.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I hope they bring that fool into the universe.
That'd be scary.
Yeah.
There's these rumors going around. I just heard too for the Avengers movie. Like, who's that, the actual big bad in it? Because supposedly it's not supposed to be Thanos anymore.
I've heard Thanos is
there's
the main
something
villain.
Bigger than him. And I think the website is out for the movie now. And someone gone through the coding and shit like that and saw something about Annihilation or Annihilo or something.
Annihilus?
Like Annihilus, I think is what they said. Yeah. They're seeing that, like, encode randomly. Or some
damn.
Shit like that.
Well, yeah, Thanos doing this shit could have pissed off Annihilus, and now he's going to fucking capitalize on the universe now that everyone's weakened.
I don't know who he is, but I just want to throw it out there.
Hey, he's a Fantastic Four villain.
Huh.
So that's a bold move for them to pick Annihilus.
And then someone also said, too, that that's what they name like their server, so maybe that's what they're connected to. But I don't know. I'm just saying it. People
damn,
found that shit.
If it is that fool, like, damn, that's saying a lot about what's happening. That's crazy.
This shit fucking hit me like I want to go like this. It's fucking.
You want to like summon lightning and shit,
yeah,
right?
But
it's
like,
not happening.
I can't hold it horizontally, like vertically, no problem. But
dude, even me picking it up like that was hard for my left hand. I was like, oh shit,
damn.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, it has the inscription.
Yeah,
on top,
that's what I was trying to show you guys right now. Like, it has
be worthy, you know.
Exactly, which I was
this one time.
Anyways,
all right, hey guys, that was Unfocused episode 212. Don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday. YouTube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Like, comment, subscribe. Download us, right? On iTunes.
Yep, on iTunes. On Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. Or just go to collision28.com and subscribe to us through there. There's a bunch of links there that kind of guide you to doing that for Unfocus. Also, Twitter, @unfocus28. Follow us there. Instagram @unfocusedpodcast, or you can always email us unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. And obviously, T's not worthy.
I'm kind of worthy. I'm just tired right now. That's all. I could lift it.
We'll see.
If I felt like it. Yeah, don't forget, you can email us any news you want us to talk about or anything you feel like we missed. unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com, like you said. Yeah, you know, throw your voice out there. Let us know.
All right, we're out.
It's over!